This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Tomorrow, it will be 1 year since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and there will be a lot of accounting in the coming days of what's changed since protests erupted all over the country demanding racial justice and equality for Black Americans. A lot of brand name corporations made big promises. JP Morgan Chase, Target, Apple, and many others pledged to invest in Black communities, devote shelf space to Black-owned business, and increase diversity in their workplaces. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes stock now of whether those promises were kept.
First came all the statements.
It was something that we hadn't seen before in this space. The majority of the S&P 500 did make some type of statement regarding George Floyd's murder.
Then, mostly radio silence. Olivia Knight is with As You Sow, a nonprofit monitoring company diversity, equity, and inclusion.
We felt that a lot of the corporate commitments weren't as detailed as we were hoping for.
Some companies used buzzwords without defining goals, and the companies that did set benchmarks, say committing shelf space to Black-owned businesses or increasing the number of Black managers, well, there's no official system that holds them accountable. It's why William Michael Cunningham, CEO of Creative Investment Research, wants to create an independent trust.
Make your pledges real by giving us a piece of paper that says that, yes, we've made this pledge and we empower this trustee to keep track.
For now, his research firm tracks corporate promises by monitoring press releases. Cunningham says American corporations have pledged $50 billion to racial equity and only spent $250 million. He worries a lot of companies, especially those with longer-term plans, won't follow through.
Oh, the corporations can say 5 years from now, business changed, you know? Our income went down, we're struggling, so we can't fulfill that promise.
At the moment, shareholders are stepping in. Geeta Rao, who teaches social impact investing at MIT, says they're increasingly pushing companies to report progress on diversity efforts, the same way they report sustainability practices.
There will be some kind of, at some point, standardization of disclosure, and in a way that is not too burdensome for companies either.
Rao says focusing on public corporations' commitments won't just make sure dollars and diversity numbers materialize. It'll set a standard for how all companies do business. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.